It was great to see such a huge crowd, and our thanks to Gleninja for hosting us. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary, as you know, as a club. I think it's always important to realise the amount of work that everybody does. When you look at those reports, they're very extensive. They're absolutely fantastic. And there has been a huge amount of work done by the county, the executive of the county. At the end of the day, the clubs, who have been very supportive of us in doing the work that we do, trying to make Donegal GAA a better place every year.
From a financial point of view, you had Donegal growing from strength to strength, doing huge work. How important is this going forward?
The sustainability of every county, and every club for that matter, is something that's one of those things that keeps people awake at night. It takes a huge amount of money to support our teams, also to support the Centre of Excellence. You know, Declan Gallagher will tell you it takes €1,000 a week in diesel just to run our generators, and they're running 6 and 7 days a week. So, you know, there's huge costs and maintenance there, and also the support of our academy and our young people. So it does take a huge amount of money, and when you see that we did so well and we're very successful at senior football level, it takes additional costs. We had more away games. And as everyone knows, accommodation has gone up, food has gone up, buses have gone up. So, you know, all of that does impact on every team. So sustaining that is the issue. And we've had a huge amount of work done, but we're going to have to look at a different way of making sure that every year, whoever the treasurer is, will have X amount of money available to them. But there's a huge amount of fundraising done. Kieran Kelly and his team in the finance committee, or the fundraising committee, Cardia, all has added, as well as the diaspora, and I thought it was important to mention them tonight. They give a huge amount of support and help to us all. And why? Because they want to see us doing well, and they want to enjoy the games and make themselves very much part of what we're very proud of here in the county.
As part of your detailed report, you mentioned volunteers. Mm-hmm. What would your message be to the GAA person listening to this interview, looking to get involved in their clubs in the next 12 months?
One of the things I can't understand in life is how people are lonely. And people are so welcome in every community organisation. And, you know, they don't have to be an expert. They can just be there to help, just to give a bit of support, from putting out flags to opening doors, opening gates, helping with the car park. And look, it's also a great way to get to know people if you're new in the community. And I think it's just something I enjoy, and a lot of the people here enjoy, and they want to see their club being successful. They want to make sure there's facilities there for all the children and young people and players. And it just gives you that sense of camaraderieship and pride. And you get to know people, and you can have great friendships. Yes, of course, the administrative burden is much higher now than it was. A lot of that is down to the safety of our children. And it is paramount that we do ensure that our children are given a safe place. But that being said, I think there's too many rules and regulations in the GAA, and we really have to look at how we're going to change some of that, because it's just never-ending might be the word for a lot of people. And if you're working and you might have a family, it's very hard to do everything. But if you have, as the saying goes, many hands make light work.
In terms of the motions tonight, Mary, can you please explain to the listener, motion 2 was passed tonight, just around almost that. Mm-hmm. I think it was 60% it needed. It got to 60%. Could be a change to a lot of rural clubs struggling for numbers.
But then the converse of that, which Glenn Finn put forward, is that it would actually allow people to come into the smaller clubs. Look, we get in a tizzy in this county about boundaries and the parish. And look, I come from a club where that is an important issue for us. At the end of the day, what are we supposed to do? We have to make opportunities available to our young people to participate and to play. We have the demographics. It's very obvious that there is a declining population in certain areas and an increase in population in others. So you'll have two issues in this country. One, where you have large urban areas where there's not enough clubs, and where children are not given an opportunity to participate, and then you have smaller clubs where they mightn't be able to participate at a certain age group. And if we can bring some flexibility for some of the rules and regulations and bylaws to allow those children maybe to come together at one stage of their lives and go back to their club, I think that would be hugely important. And reducing maybe the numbers from 13 to 11, for example, especially in reserve football, we're trying to encourage, like reserve football for me, I love reserve football. It's where the older people with the experience come down and where the younger people are given an opportunity. And I suppose it's, there's a bit more fun in it, unless of course you're going ahead and wanting to win everything. But we just need to create difference and opportunities, because when you see that I think it's only 35% of boys participate in the GAA, we think it's 70%. It's not. It's only 30 to 35%. So you have children who are inactive and not participating in any sport. Some of them participate in individual sports, and others then are you know, they're in athletics, swimming or whatever it is, soccer, rugby, whatever. It's also important when we look at the health and well-being of our young people that they do participate. And then there are other opportunities if you're not going to be in the sports field, like analysis, for example, S&C, physio, all of that is out there. And it's another way in which you can be part of an organisation and part of a group.
Finally, Mary, before I let you go, we all know what would be a great year for Donegal GA on the field. What would be a good year for Donegal GA off the field, in your opinion?
Off the field, I think we definitely need to develop our language skills and our language and our score, and try and encourage more people to participate. You know, some clubs struggle. I'd like to see more people within that context, within our culture and our language. As a county, I would like to make sure that we have a more sustainable financial situation here. And that going forward, my hope and aspiration is that next year we will make Donegal even better.